Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
It's the Ace and TJ Show. With a little extra. With a little extra. Uncensored, unedited, and almost uninterrupted. Get ready for the most extra podcast known to man. The Ace and TJ Show presents the Extra Funny Podcast.
May the 6th be with you.
Amen. Amen.
So far in May, we've already had... May the 4th be with you, and we've had Cinco de Mayo, and today, of course, is May the 6th be with you. But, Riggins, we were talking about this on the regular Ace and TJ show. Is it just this week that's National Nurses Week or Nurses Day, or is it Nurses Month?
Today is National Nurses Day.
National Nurses Day.
Yeah, just today.
And so what... And I always wonder that. What are we supposed to do? Because everybody I know sings the praises of nurses on a regular basis. Unless it's a nurse that works at the doctor's office where you take your kids or something and they're rude.
Yeah.
But in general, people talk about, you know, how great nurses are.
Yeah.
Are you just supposed to I know it's National Nurses Day, you know, God bless you.
I think so.
Yeah.
And I was wrong. It is National Nurses Week.
Yeah, okay.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I couldn't see a special holiday, so to speak, or recognition that is for a group of people that's the majority women that would only be allowed one day.
Like a birthday.
Yeah.
And it's fitting that it starts today, the 6th, and ends on the 12th, which happens to be Florence Nightingale's birthday. So, I mean, how much more female can it get?
Yeah.
A week-long birthday celebration, beginning with an important holiday, ending with an important holiday.
Now, does that count dental assistants? They're not nurses.
I would say no.
No? But they wear scrubs and they assist a doctor.
Okay, but doesn't the receptionist wear scrubs at a dental office or a doctor's office?
Yeah, but they don't assist in the doctor's procedures.
This looks like it's just for RNs. They used to call it National RN Recognition Day.
Oh, okay. Well, they can't do that now.
So what
I
about
guarantee they're not going into hospitals and only giving RNs recognition.
What's the one underneath the LPNs?
Yeah. They used to be called registered nurses and practical nurses.
Yeah, okay. So what's
the nurse's assistants are different.
There's so many different types of nursing now.
Yeah. Like. So is if I remember correctly, the practical nurse was like a year-long or year-and-a-half-long program or something, right? And then the registered nurse was a full couple-year deal or something? I don't know.
Yeah, and well, I think an RN is 4 years of college and then clinicals.
Yeah.
However long that takes.
And an LPN or a practical nurse is like a community college degree, right?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
I'm asking. I don't know. I'm just trying to.
The difference in the names, one's a registered, one's a licensed. So maybe it's like registered, you have to go through some paperwork or something.
No, registered is. Registered, I got that one right. Yeah. You got to go to college and then do clinicals.
Licensed,
maybe. In order to be a registered nurse.
Yeah. License is more like they give you a certificate rather than a degree.
I don't like the direction this conversation is going. I mean, it's tearing down nurses on.
I'm not tearing down nurses.
Nobody's tearing down nurses at all.
Just trying to figure it out.
There's so many different kinds. You got CNSs, FNPs.
He's called them community F&Ps college nurses. That was a tearing
down.
I
said I don't know. Let me see.
But then May is also the whole month is National Masturbation Month.
A month for that?
Yeah,
so a whole month? A month.
So then again, what is supposed to happen on National Masturbation Month? And is National Masturbation Month set aside for men and women or just on for women?
Well, what is it? What is it? Just the name is just National Masturbation Month.
Well, this article that I have is a little bit more scientific because it's May is National Masturbation Month. Embrace the new self-love technique for your zodiac sign.
Hello.
Okay. But it sounds to me like that's for men and women.
Yeah. But
check and.
But as we know, it's a double standard. You don't want men getting out and then talking about the different techniques they're using nowadays. No. You know, I've found this this new way of doing it. You take a tube of toothpaste and then or whatever. You know, they're not gonna wanna know all that.
No, and Jerry's never called it self-love.
No.
Yeah.
It's never self-love when it's a guy involved.
Right. That is one of those things that is applauded for. Like, good for you. Good for you that you can do that. If it's a guy, it's like you're dirty trash.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With it being Nurse Week and then Masturbation Month, are you supposed to look up that category?
Yeah, I think that's what I was moving toward, Rob. Is that a way to pay tribute to both holidays?
Masturbating nurses.
Yeah, masturbate and think, fantasizing about nurses.
That's the only way you can do it this week, guys.
Are massage therapists nurses?
No.
No.
Do they have to have more of an education than an LPN?
I've never even heard of LPN. I don't know what that is.
I can't imagine.
Yeah, an LPN is, they're not qualified, certified to do as much as an RN.
Okay.
You know, there's scales of, they would be like an RN would be a journeyman, and then an LPN would be a laborer, I think.
Okay.
If you broke it down in construction terms or whatnot.
Yeah. I just found out that.
I think they're all impressive, though.
Some of the most prolific serial killers have been nurses.
Yeah.
Like killing 20 people because of, crazy.
Messing with their medications and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Which is also, May is National Serial Killer Month.
Is that real?
Serial Killer Awareness Month.
Just be aware they're out there.
No. But how many of these things, let's say the ones that are really considered, things that people would observe, like Administrative Assistance Day and Nurses Week and Teachers Week and those types of things, how many of those are set aside and the group that we're paying tribute to are majority men? Are there any?
I'm sure there are some.
Well, sure. I mean, the celebration of the Super Bowl, you could look at that and say that's like a celebration of men.
No, not even because it's in a constant state of trying to turn it over to women. It really is. No, but I mean like a career.
It's an official
career. There's a career that is majority men in the career.
Like there's no National Bricklayers Week.
Right. Or
that's what you mean, right?
Yeah, there's no national Commercial Fisherman Day to show appreciation to, or farmers.
Sure there's
national nothing.
Is there a National Truck Drivers Day?
Okay. October 12th is National Farmers Day.
Okay.
I didn't find Bricklayers Day, by the way.
But I mean, here's the telling part of that is that there are four people in this room whose job it is to keep up with current events and things in the culture. And we had no clue there was a Farmer's Day in October.
Yeah. They do point out, in the midst of the harvest season, the day pays tribute to the men, women, and families who put food in the grocery stores and on our tables every
good.
Day.
Good, good.
As it should be.
Yeah. And I'm not saying exclude women farmers. I'm just trying to figure out how many of those that we really know about and that people really participate in are for careers that are majority men?
Veterans Day. Yeah, that would be majority men.
But is that a career?
No. Yeah, well, it can be.
Yeah.
I'm tapped out.
Mm-hmm.
If you say any other ones, you're a bigot. I don't know.
But do they have a national Doctor's Day? Not that that's just majority men or anything. I'm not saying that, but we always want, you know, celebrate nurses, but yeah. Do we celebrate doctors just as much? Because, you know, I would think not, because people think, you know, you don't want to celebrate the rich people as much. They look at doctors as being rich.
Mm. There is a National Doctor's Day, Sunday, March 30th.
Oh, a Sunday.
That just happened and we missed it.
Yeah.
See, well, that's nobody in 2025.
Knew about, yeah. Nobody knew about it.
Yeah, there's a National Doctor's Day, and there is, what was the one you said, there was one you said a minute ago that I looked up, there is a National Truckers Day, yeah. October 4th, who knew?
Good.
Mm-hmm. But they don't do, you know, nobody's, they don't, to your point earlier, they don't announce anything about it and say, hey, it's National Truckers Day, you know, celebrate the truckers.
Yeah.
You know?
And especially the women who have children, the mother truckers. I bet you if we started a National Mother Truckers Day,
yeah,
people would be all over that.
It'd be a big deal, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Happy Mother Truckers
Hell Day. Hell yeah.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.